Turn with me in your New Testament to this first chapter of 1 Timothy. Let me read you verse 9. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of mothers, of fathers, and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, the Bible is the book of truth. Its words all are robed in divine and sacred wisdom. They speak fearlessly. They speak faithfully. And they speak forthrightly. For this is the word of a God that cannot lie. God's word is spoken from God's heart in the Bible. In it all the majesty, all the purity of the attributes of God are manifested. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. God's word bears the attributes of God's person, as God never changes, neither can his word be changed. The eternity of God, that takes our breath away. The eternity of God is duration that never had a beginning and never had an ending. Of course, that's a mystery. It's an existence without bound or dimension, without present, without past, without future. God's eternity without infancy, without old age, with life without birth or death. Today without yesterday or without tomorrow. A contemplation of the eternity of God staggers us. We are silent. Dr. Wardlaw, one of the greatest Scottish preachers, said, "When creation began, we do not know. There were angels, and there was a place of angelic habitation before the creation of man, and before the world destined for man to live on was made. Even among the pure spiritual essences of angels, something happened. There was a rebellion. There was a fall. And a third of the angels of heaven followed the leadership of Lucifer, the son of the morning, who became Satan, the monarch of hell. How long these angels lived in sinlessness, we cannot tell. It is vain to give any conjecture, for conjecture has no assurance. Only what's written in this book we can be assured of. There is one thing that we are certain of, that how far back soever we suppose the commencement of creation carried, let it not only be beyond the actual range, or on a definite range it may set to be a half, it staggers human imagination. But even beyond the greatest amount of ages and figures in any way combined, could we have any imagination or fact about eternity? Eternity is a mystery. And the eternity of the everlasting God, the Lord, who changes not and who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is a mystery. And so we are looking into a mystery when we look into eternity. Eternity! Eternity! It baffles all of us. But if eternity baffles us, what of the God of eternity? The one who is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being. The one who is infinite in his wisdom, in his power, in his holiness, in his goodness, and in his truth. The very name of God is a wonderful treasure house. It's full of precious thoughts of love. When we understand its meaning and its history. When the old Anglo-Saxons were converted to Christianity, they sought for a word in their own language which would express the character of the divine God of the Bible. They thought of his kindness. They thought of God's mercy. They thought of God's forgiveness. They thought of God's patience. They thought of God's love. All his attributes. And they said, what name best expresses this God who is our God? And so they called him good. And that is the origin of the name we use today. It is simply good shortened into God. What a wonderful treasure is mine. I know God, whom to know is life everlasting. Now you open your Bible at 1 Timothy. And if you open your Bible at 1 Timothy, you will discover something in verse 9 and verse 10. You'll find six twins. Twins of sin. Lawless, disobedient, ungodly, and sinners, unholy and profaned, murderers of fathers, mothers, and murderers of manslayers. Whoremongers, for them that defile themselves, and men stealers. For liars and for perjured persons. We have six twins from the darkest hell who have come to wreck this world. And the whole practice of sin, nothing is left out as we study these six pairs. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and would you look at the end of that verse, how it's signed, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrines. Six pairs of hellish twins. There could be no washing away by man's effort of these sins until there is repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. It may be further observed that if Adam had continued in his original righteousness, the law would not have been needed. It was added because of the transgressions. The law is made for the wicked. It's not made for the holy. They are described according to the two tables of the law, the lawless and the unruly. These two terms describe me, the sinner. One is subjective and the other is antagonistic to the law of God. The ungodly and sinful. These terms describe opposition to God. The one without reverence for Him and the other living in defiance of Him. The unholy and profane. These terms describe the manifestation of the wicked and the godlessness of this spirit that causes men to be wicked. They touch both sections of the commandments. 1 to 4. And then the rest of them in the second table of the law. Only Christ and Christ alone can give to me a perfect righteousness which covers and atones for all my sin and introduces me in a special birth to be a son of God. It was no wonder that the great Ralph Erskine wrote these words, fair as the moon my robes appear, while graces are my dress, clear as the sun, while found to wear my Savior's righteousness. My moonlight graces changing much are soiled with many a spot. My sunlight glory is not such. My Savior changes not. Though hellish smoke my duty stain and sin deform me quite, The blood of Jesus made me clean, and his obedience white. Then let the law in rigor stand, and for perfection call. My Lord discharged the whole demand, my surety paid it all. Let every high self-righteous thought be utterly cast down. Free grace alone with work hath wrought, and grace shall wear the crown. Oh, may I practically show my interest in thy grace. Be all I am, and all I have, and all I do, be devoted to thy praise. The glorious gospel of the blessed God chokes these six pairs of evil and delivers us from the wrath that is to come. The glorious gospel of the blessed God, Paul talks about. That gospel has five stars. The first star is the bright display of the power of God. The second star is a blessed offer of the grace of God. The third is the blasting might of the liberation of God. The fourth is a beneficial strength of the life of God. And lastly, the bounteous salvation of the exaltation of God. Only a gospel that has the power of God, Almighty God. Only the gospel that has the power of the grace of God, the Almighty grace of God. Only the gospel that has the blasting might of the liberation of God. Only the gospel that is the beneficial strength of the life of God. Only the gospel of the bounteous salvation is a gospel that exalts God. The Savior smiles upon my soul. New tides of hope tumultuous roll. His voice proclaims my pardon found. Angelic transport wings the sound. Who can tell the secret joy of the heart that has been washed in the blood of the Lamb? It is better felt than telt. I can't explain it, but thank God I can experience it. The wonderful love of Jesus. And tonight, in our meeting, we'll look at this gospel. This mighty gospel can destroy every sin created in the heart of man, and every act of filth to which sin would push us to stain our souls, and we shall see the wonder of it all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If there's someone sitting here today, and sin has strangled you, poisoned you, destroyed you, made you miserable. I invite you to come. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your sins. Believe in Christ. He saves to the very uttermost all that put their trust in Him. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee for the gospel. And we thank Thee, loving Father, that You gave Your Son. Loving Son, that You obeyed Your loving Father's desire that You come and die for us. And blessed Holy Spirit, we thank Thee that Thou hast applied the blood to our heart. And today this Spirit answers to the blood that we are born of God. Grant that no one will leave this church unconverted, but everyone will be saved by the sovereign grace of Almighty God. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen.